In the past 2 weeks, more than 600 Palestinians, mostly civilians, have been killed. 27 Israeli soldiers and 2 Israeli civilians have been killed. And NPR's Emily Harris sent this story from Gaza on 2 Israeli strikes that hit a school and a hospital.
Today, United Nations schools in Gaza got caught up in the conflict. For the second time in a week, UN staff found a stash of rockets in a school. Israeli fire also hit a UN school today several times for the second day in a row. A witness said it was largely empty and no one was hurt, but UN staff were at the school inspecting damage. Usually, international agencies make sure both warring parties know exactly where they're going. Hamas is a guerrilla force, and militants do move among civilians. Fighting Hamas, Israel has hit more than 1,700 targets in the past 5 days. Questions have been raised internationally about the destructive sweep of Israel's response to Hamas rockets. Gaza's urban areas are densely populated. Today's hit on the school adds to a growing sense that nowhere here is really safe. Yesterday, the Al-Aqsa Hospital in the town of Deir al-Balah was hit. This morning, a man mopped at the entrance. It smelled soapy, like a hospital. But upstairs, in the rooms that were destroyed yesterday, a dusty smell lingered in the air. Concrete chunks, broken plastic, and twisted metal covered the floor. It's clear from the shrapnel and scorch marks there were multiple hits. One missile traveled through 3 walls. In room 408, Khalid Al-Baumi, a young man in his 20s, was killed along with 3 family members. His father-in-law, Hamouda Abu Khalid, had heard explosions all around the hospital and had gone to get the car to take his relatives home.
When he wanted to go out, another rocket fell in the yard of the hospital. So he said, I will go into the hospital because it's the safest place we can stay in. So when he was just like stepping on the first floor, he found his son and another relative coming down full of dust, and they say Khalid died.
More explosions sent him running for cover. Israel says it was targeting anti-tank missiles in the immediate vicinity. Hospital staff say they heard no explosions except what hit the building. Al-Aqsa Hospital was open today. Administrators say they can't close because it's the main hospital for central Gaza. And the sick, as well as the wounded now, keep coming. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.